Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Divas I Care Network. I am your host, Amanda Bucklishtuck, and I am so excited to bring you this segment of Phoenix Butterfly Diva Style. I have the beautiful honor of hanging out with this beautiful woman, Veronica Lee, who has so much inspiration to share with you. She really, truly has inspired me as I've gotten to know her a little bit better. And so I would love to introduce you and allow you to share a little bit about yourself, Veronica, and let all these amazing listeners meet you.
Awesome. Hey, guys. So happy to be with you. Thank you so much, Amanda, for having me. Like a little bit about myself is my name is Veronica Lee. I've been in the beauty and business industry for, I would say probably about 12 years now. And in this time frame, my sister and myself, that's my business partner, we've kind of done everything from back in beauty. That's what we say. So we started as hairstylists and makeup artists. Then we've grown that to, I competed for a long time. So I've done photo shoots, and then we opened our own salon. And then now we've created and manufactured our own hair product line, as well as our own lash line. And now we're really moving a lot into kind of the public space. We have our YouTube channels. We try to do a lot of speaking engagements, but all in all, we're kind of front to back beauty and business is how I like to call it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what would you say were some challenges getting to, 12 years, that's a lot of time in, like amazing. What have been some obstacles, hurdles that you've overcome to get to where you are today?
So, I mean, there's so many different things when you look over the last 12 years that can come up to mind. But I think what's been kind of a consistent hurdle that we kind of always face is dealing with belief. Because the belief in yourself, in your company, all of that, there's different levels to that. So I find that, on certain occasions, I have a lot of belief, and then other occasions, maybe it kind of sways back and forth a little bit. So over time, I think the biggest hurdle is when you have a new challenge is, whether that's learning a new skill set or just a different time in your life. Because I know certain times in my business, I've been super gung-ho. I knew that I could crush and dominate, take over the world if I wanted to. And then at other times, just depending on what's happening in my life or whatever, it's not even a conscious not believing in myself. I just know that deep down, maybe the belief wasn't as strong. And that kind of showed through in, my actions and my behaviors and all those sorts of things. So that's definitely where I would say, consistently throughout that time, belief was a big one.
Right. So anyone looking to start their business, those kinds of things, or to take that next step in life, really, it starts with belief.
Yeah, I would say that's the foundation of it all, because at the end of the day, when we're trying something new and when we're starting a business, it's all usually, unless you've done a business before, it's always something new. And at the end of the day, with something new, there is unknown. And of course, we're never going to know if we're able to actually go out and do this until we start moving. So, but belief, it's one of those things you can't just learn from a book. It's something that's kind of a consistent development over time. And you always have to push yourself. At the end of the day, I believe kind of belief and action go hand in hand. So in order for you to develop more belief in yourself, you do have to start moving, because you're not going to be able to just sit there and will in more belief into your life, is my thought.
Just hope and wish that one day you're going to wake up and have a little truckload of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like a muscle, right? I explain to my clients over and over. It's a muscle that we build, and it may not be as strong at beginning because what we learned, our beliefs and values, may not have been in that area growing up. And so it's a new muscle that we're developing and allowing to get stronger and stronger as we, that repetitive action, right? Over and over again, and really showing yourself that it's possible.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like definitely, belief is like a muscle and you got to work it out, and you have to be consistent with it as well too, because, there's times that we sometimes develop our belief and our vision, and we get very consistent about it, and then that starts to peter off, right? Then we start to get, we get shiny object syndrome, and then we move on to the next thing, and we forget that that is a muscle that you have to consistently develop, and you can't kind of push it to the wayside and think that it's going to grow, right? And I love the analogy of, you know, one of my mentors, she had told me, you know, when you're exercising, you're not ever staying the same. You're either getting more fit or you're getting less fit. So when you're sitting on the couch eating bonbons and not working out, you're getting less fit. You're not staying the same. So the same thing with belief, you're either growing your belief or dying, right? So there's no in between. So it's like, if you put in that consistent effort all the time to grow it, then you know you're always moving in the right direction.
That's awesome. And I like you mentioned mentors, you know, that's so important along the journey, is to surround yourself with positive people and people that believe in your dream.
Yes, totally. And you know what? A lot of times too, because belief is, so it's kind of one of those intangible things that you don't really know what to do to get more belief. And, you know, having a mentor or a coach is really, really important, because, you know, if you don't know what you need to do to get from point A to point B, it's really hard to just build belief out of nowhere, right? So I think like having a mentor or a coach is really great, because they give you that roadmap, and you might believe in them more than you believe in yourself. So you're almost borrowing a bit of belief, and eventually when that gets instilled into you, you know, their belief in you kind of helps you keep going, right?
Oh, for sure. Totally agree with that. That's amazing. So what are accomplishments that you've achieved that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so super proud of?
Well, you know, all in all, like, I mean, everything, there's been, what I've really loved about being a business owner, when I used to work jobs, I used to get bored all the time and I'd end up quitting because it just was understimulated. The thing with running a business is that there's always something new and challenging every single day. So there's a lot of things that I'm very proud of. You know, a couple of them are, you know, I've won a few awards in, you know, the hair industry and stuff like that, competing on stage, that I'm really proud of. But also just, us creating and developing our product line. So my sister and myself had no experience in doing that. We had no idea how we were gonna even start that. But now, you know, we fast forward to where we're at now, we have this amazing hair product line that we've completely designed and developed ourselves. And now we're actually moving on into manufacturing as well too. So as of before this, we were contracting that all out, but now we're actually moving into, you know, how to manufacture our products ourselves and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I'm just super proud of that. Every time I look at the product line, I'm just like, it's like my little baby that, you know, I birthed.
That's so awesome. It's kind of like that, hey, putting the time, effort, and sweat and energy into that to really see how that will truly benefit others in the world, right?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
That's amazing. So what's next for you? What are your dreams, visions, the next steps?
Well, what's really next for me and also for my sister as well is that we really just want to build a lot more leverage into our business. So for us, we kind of operate in the idea that you should build your business around your lifestyle and not your lifestyle around your business. And both of us really enjoy our freedom. We like to travel a lot, and we like to just have flexibility in our day. So currently with our business, it's pretty tied to us. If we're there spending time, then we're making money. Our next step is that we really want to be able to leverage ourselves so that we don't necessarily have to be there. You know, we want to be able to have families and have kids and, you know, raise their kids. So that means that we can't be putting in as much active hours, I guess, as we are now.
Right. Yeah. That's important to really have those future goals. And what I love, I've heard you say over and over again, is you have a vision. And it sounds like, you know, really showing that a vision comes before the next steps is to really see it before you take those steps.
For sure. I definitely agree with that. And it's a matter of creating that vision so you have almost a framework and a plan to build towards, right? Because especially if us saying that we want to design our business around our lifestyle, well, we need to have a plan for what we want our life to look like so that we can make sure every step that we take while we're building our business, we're moving towards that.
And I love when I was reading, you had written, you know, it wasn't about, and so many people get tied up in having to create a lifestyle around their business. And you have a different perspective on that. And I totally love that.
Yes, for sure. And you know what, like we grew up with my father owned a company when we were younger, and I always watched him, you know, work so hard hour after hour. If something happened in the middle of the night, he would have to go out and be the one to fix it. And, you know, he missed a lot of things, you know, when we had recitals and those sorts of things. And I just always thought, like, you know, I want to have a company, but I don't want to give up my life for it. You know, I want it to be an accessory of my life and, you know, be a tool for me to have the freedom that I want to build in my life, not the other way around.
So you've really designed a business then that fits in your life versus your life fitting into your business.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
So that's really good advice for anyone listening, looking to start something new, taking on that new challenge, or even building network marketing businesses, or whatever that next step is for you. It's important to keep in mind to build that business around your life, and it can fit into your life so beautifully if you choose.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I think. And I loved what you said, if you choose, right? Because I think your life is always a choice, and the world is our oyster. We have unlimited possibilities, and the universe is here to provide. So, you know, if you say you want to create something to fit a certain model, it's just a matter of, again, having that vision, that belief, and then stepping into action and starting to create that for yourself.
Right? The taking inspired action.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you feel you're impacting change right now, Veronica?
So right now, with our, you know, our company, Naven Hair and Beauty, you can see it at naven.com. Our tagline is changing the world through hair and beauty. And we really feel that we're creating a platform for people to express who they are, be who they really want to be, and then in that process, affect change themselves. So, you know, we've grown our community now. We have quite a bit of, we call our community beauty activists, you know, people that are, they all stand for something. And at the end of the day, you know, with hairstylists and makeup artists, we have such a, I guess, power and such a blessing that we are able to be in people's personal space in that kind of way. And a lot of people should be very grateful to have that opportunity. I'm very grateful to have that opportunity. And just with something as small as helping someone with their, you know, beauty or their hair, you can actually change the way they feel in their life and, you know, all those sorts of things. And so we also have our Care Beyond Hair initiative. So we do a lot of social projects in the community. And I mean, that's right now how we think that we're impacting a lot of change.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Care Beyond Hair, you can check it out, hashtag Care Beyond Hair. We do just a lot of different either local projects or international projects. And sometimes it's related to hair and sometimes it's not. So we, last winter, what we did is we did a winter clothing drive. So we gathered up as much winter clothes as we could from our clients, our community, and we brought it into the homeless shelters. So after that, I mean, we had like, I think, two huge car truck fulls of clothes that we just went into the homeless shelter and handed out. And then we also did a hair drive. So we cut hair at the homeless shelter. We did a few hours there, just banged out a bunch of haircuts. Another thing we did when we were in San Diego is we actually cleaned the beach. So it really varies. Our community is great. They reach out to us. Sometimes they say, hey, this is a really great thing. Would you want to be a part of it? We've done Habitat for Humanity. So yeah, lots of, actually one really great project we did was the Butterfly Project. Ooh. And it assists women and men out of, you know, unfavorable life situations, a lot of sex trafficking and that sort of thing. So we donated our services, hair and makeup, to just give these people a complete transformation. And it was so beautiful, just kind of the response that we were getting. I mean, the one woman that we're working with, she had just said she had never felt beautiful in her life. As soon as we kind of turned around for her to see the transformation, she was crying, and she'd just never seen herself that way before.
Wow. What a way to impact others.
Definitely. And so that's why we feel so strongly about the changing the world through hair and beauty, because we do believe that it's more than just hair, you know? So it definitely...
Ooh, image, right? You're just altering people's view on their own image.
Absolutely. And their confidence around it.
Huge. I agree. That's amazing. Truly inspiring. How does that feel when you know that you help them to achieve this? You assisted with the hair. And when they turn that chair around and they see themselves for the first time transformed, how does that feel inside?
You know what? It feels amazing. And I feel truly grateful that I get to be a part of that experience, because you're really in someone's inner circle. Some of these people have never been, you know, touched in that kind of way. You know, I'm in their bubble with them. And I love that Spider-Man quote, right? With great power comes great responsibility. So, you know, like I feel very blessed to have that opportunity. And then, you know, I take it very seriously to offer them a great experience.
Oh, I could just envision it. Like, I think it's so amazing to be able to donate your time and to help use your gifts and talents to benefit others. That really, truly, I believe, would assist our world, really, to make it a better place.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think everyone, that's why we really encourage our community, you know, get out there, donate your time, donate your energy and your services. You know, sharing it with the world is creating that change, right? They're going to want to share something with the next person and pay it forward.
Right. It's that ripple effect, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's amazing. Oh man, kudos to you and your sister for, you know, doing such remarkable work in people's lives. That's truly amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, this has been so inspiring, Veronica. What else could you say to anybody to help inspire? What would be your tip or advice to somebody looking to move from where they are to maybe the next phase or a new chapter in their life?
My biggest piece of advice is get into action. Like I said, belief is hand in hand built with action. It's not going to just be built on its own. So, you know, done is better than perfect. That's been my mantra for the last, you know, year or so. It's really just getting things started. So you're not going to know what you need to do something until you start doing it. You know, you're going to begin and you're going to realize, oh, I actually have to do this. Actually, I have to do that. Or things are going to evolve. So the first thing and the most important thing is to start.
Taking that first step. And really then it comes, like you were saying, that belief in yourself to take that first step, to envision, to see the outcome and then walk towards that, right?
Definitely. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg, right? What comes first, the belief, the action, they both kind of come hand in hand, and you have to just kind of, they'll both kind of grow over time together.
True. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you're so inspiring. Is there anything else, Veronica, that you want to share with the listeners that could be their takeaways for today?
You know what? I think in the end of the day, it's always going to be kind of a scary venture, but you do just have to know that everything in the universe is here for you to create. So just to make that choice, kind of like what you said, Amanda, make the choice, decide what it is that you want and just go for it.
Yeah. And scary, when you say a scary adventure, really scared just comes from that fear of not knowing, that fear of trying something new, to creating a new pattern or a new direction that you've never walked before, anybody else around you has never endeavored on. And so scary is just because we are creatures of habits, And right, we don't really love to know what we don't know. And something scary might happen. And so we're fearful and we hold back because we don't know the results. But what if the results are better than you even could have imagined?
Exactly.
And so just to allow yourself that experience and that opportunity. You don't know until you try, right?
Exactly. And really, you know, you're never gonna be upset at yourself that you tried something and it didn't work out. I think you're going to be more upset with yourself if you never even tried and you're going to wonder what happened.
Right? What if?
Yeah, exactly.
Touché. Very cool. Well, I thank you so much for the opportunity to share a bit of Veronica with all of these amazing Diva listeners and really listening. We've gone through a whole gamut today of really being inspired and the importance of having a coach or a mentor, somebody that inspires you, being surrounded by positiveness and to believing in yourself and believing to take that next step is so important. Because what if you never do it and you always wonder what that could have been? Or what if you take the next step and it's more successful and you have way more fun than you ever could have imagined?
Yes, definitely. Right?
And you shared talking about sharing your skills with others, you know, really giving back to assist making this world a better place. We were all given these skills for a reason. And it makes them so much more special or so much more unique when we have the opportunity to just assist others with them and make their day so much better than it was before.
Yeah, I agree. I really agree with that.
And that's really a lot of what the Divas That Care is all about, is really helping others and to see the joy and the excitement and the beauty in this world.
Definitely. I'm really excited. And thank you so much for having me on here. It's really great to be a part of such an amazing community that's inspiring so much change.
Oh, well, you are inspiring change every day. And I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to sit with you today here and connect on the Divas That Care Network. And please, anybody, if you're listening to this and you found inspiration in this and you would love to share this with others, please share this and allow others to be inspired the same way that you were. We love to share. There's so many other episodes and listeners and, you know, listeners out there that can hear different topics that touch different people. And there's such a wide variety that we hope that they reach all of you in the way that you need, that you've asked for. And so thank you for listening to us today and joining us on this episode of the Divas That Care on the Phoenix Butterfly Diva Style. So thank you, Veronica. I'm so grateful for you. And I look forward to having you back maybe one day to catch up to see what's new and exciting.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Thank you so much. And if anybody wants to connect with us on social media, we have YouTube and Instagram. So at Naven Hair Beauty, Naven is NVENN Hair Beauty, all one word. And then the other one is at Dollar Eyelash Club.
Nice. Thank you so much. Check out these ladies and the magic that they're creating. Thank you so much. Bye for now, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.